I pray that their ears will be open to hear your word, because your word is living, it's alive, it is powerful, Father God, and it will work in us as we hear it, receive it, believe it, Father. It will work for our good and for your glory. So we thank you for that. Thank you, Father, for the honor of ministering your word. And we give you the glory and honor and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said,
Amen.
I'm going back to a subject that I've been on for some time now, but it's very, very important. The first principles of the doctrine of Christ, or you may say back to the basics, praise God. And last week, we talked about some things. We talked about the fact that we have hope. Now, before I go there, let me go ahead and read the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 6. It says, therefore, leaving the discussion of elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. Amen. Praise God. And again, this is our foundation. Praise God. We need to know these things. And this is what we build on. Praise the name of the Lord. And last time we talked about the resurrection, the hope that we as Christians have, those of us that are born again, that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and has accepted him as our Lord and Savior. Oh, my goodness. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. God loves us, and we all know that, don't we? Amen. God loves us, but he'll let us in on some things. Praise the name of the Lord. He'll let us in on some things. Now, I want to do this before we go any further. If we can, I'd like to put on the screen Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Now, look at this. It says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. Now, there's some things we just not going to know. All right? Amen. There's some things we're not going to know. You know what? Let's make it a little personal for a moment. There are some things in our life, maybe before Christ, you know, before we were born again, that we may have done, said, or some way in that we have acted, you know, that would be embarrassing to us right now as believers. Well, you know what? God knows about it, but guess what? That goes no further. Matter of fact, as far as we're concerned, it's separated from us as far as the East is from the West. Amen. So there are some things that God knows that if man is involved in it in any way, God does not put our business in the street. Amen. I thought I'd have got more amens than that. Praise God. Amen. Because, you know, the Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's done with it. Now, he's not going to be whispering to somebody, say this and that. Well, preacher, what about the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Anytime God reveals something to you, to an individual, it's for that individual's good. Amen. It's to help move that person forward. Amen. You know, if you're living close to the line, you know, God might send somebody to warn you, hey, you need to straighten up. You need to get this right. You understand what I'm saying? But then on the other hand, there are some things that only God knows. And we don't know, and we don't have a need to know. As an ex-military person, and I'm sure you too, Bobby and Daryl and anybody else that was in the military, you had security clearances, and you only had security clearances on a need to know basis. Am I right, Bobby? Only on a need to know basis. If you don't need to know, you're not going to know. Amen. So all of us had security clearances to a certain degree, but some's greater than others. And so, someone that had a higher security clearance than me, I didn't need to know what they knew, because that wasn't part of my job description. Amen. So let me finish reading this. It says the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But this is what I love right here. This is reading. I wanted to read this verse. But those things which are what? Those things which are revealed belong to who?
Us.
Belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do what? All the words of this law. Now, we understand that we're not living under the Mosaic law, right?
Right.
Amen. But we do live by the word of God.
Amen.
Huh? We do live by the word of God. And what amazes me and what thrills me so much is God has revealed to us our future in his word. Remember, I told you last week, we have hope. We have hope. Glory to God. And so we read last week from Thessalonians. Matter of fact, real quickly, let's go back there again. And we'll just read it from the screen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. I just want to read through it. We're going to read 13 through 18, I think. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. Hallelujah. Now listen at what it says. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brother. In other words, God wants us to know. Concerning those who have fallen asleep, sorrow as others who have no hope. Notice how that's written, others who have no hope. If we're in Christ Jesus, we have hope.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We have hope. Verse 14, please. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Now, let me clarify something here. When we say sleep in Jesus, we're not talking about as some believe, soul sleep. Not at all. What he is talking about is those that have died in Christ. The Apostle Paul says to present from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. Our bodies go to the ground, but our soul and our spirits are with the Lord. We're not somewhere passed out, waiting for the return of the Lord. Those our loved ones that have died in Christ, they are with Jesus. You hear me? Jesus. And if we leave here before Jesus returns, before the rapture of the church, the catching away of the church, guess what? We're going to be with Jesus too. And if we're still here, when the rapture takes place, guess what? We're still going to be with Jesus, but the Bible says our bodies won't go to the ground. It won't go to the ground, won't be cremated, won't whatever. It will be changed. Hallelujah. If you need hope, read these verses. So let me read on. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Verse 15. For this we say to you, and I love this, by the word of who?
The Lord.
By the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. In other words, will not go before them, those who are asleep. Verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Their bodies will rise first. Those that have died, their bodies will rise first, and their spirit, and first of all, their bodies will be changed to an immortal body. Isn't that good news? I mean, that's what the gospel is, isn't it? Good news. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Let me tell you something. If we are still here when Jesus comes back, we're going to meet our loved ones in the clouds. Hallelujah. Kathy, Wilhelmina, y'all gonna meet Willie and Melinda, Johnny in the clouds. Can I tell you something, Wilhelmina? That's just between you and me. Forget we live streaming all over the place. But you can get in on this too, Susie. Johnny's gonna be looking good. Because he's going to have his brand new body. Glory to God. One that does not know pain. One that does not know death. To live forevermore. See, folks, that is hope. See, we read in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that he revealed to us belong to us. And we need to embrace them. Glory to God. I want to read 17 again. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus, and I love this part, and thus we shall what?
Always.
Say it again.
Always.
Say it again.
Always.
One more time.
Always.
We shall always be with the Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote this under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And he said, this is the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
Verse 18. We went over this last week, but it's still good this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen to what it says here. Look at it. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I didn't intend to reteach this again today. Because we covered it last week, but since we own it, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15. But it's good, folks. That's just like cutting you a slice of pie. You want to go back for another slice. You want to taste it again. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This time I'll begin at verse 50. It says, now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. In other words, this body that you're looking at right now and the one that you're in right now, that body is not going to heaven. It's going to be changed. This is an earthly body here. This is our, as the Bible calls it, our earthly house. Amen. See, when this earthly house decay, we have another building. Now look at verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. You know, when somebody tells you, listen, I got a mystery for you, that gets your attention, doesn't it? Because they're about to reveal something to you that you do not know. So he says, verse 51, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, we shall not all die, be buried in earth. But we shall all be what?
Changed.
Hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. Now, when he's talking about dead here, he's talking about the dead in Christ. The dead in Christ. And the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, hallelujah. And let me read one more verse. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? Brothers and sisters, we have hope. We have hope. There's only about three or four more verses. Let me finish it. Verse 56 says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us what? That gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's some instructions for you and for me. Please listen carefully, intently. Therefore, my beloved brethren, and that's sisters too, be what? Be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing, everybody say knowing. Say it again. Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Good news. Good news. Good news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, I had intended to, and I think we will go in for a few more minutes. But again, we talked last week and part of this week about the resurrection. Amen. And I'm excited about it, brothers and sisters. But in Hebrews, excuse me, chapter 6, it also talked about resurrections. And there's more than one type or kind of resurrection, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on when it comes to the unbeliever. You understand what I'm saying? The unbeliever. But I want us to see something else. Now, we just read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, where it tells us to be steadfast, immovable. And that's so important. Oh, my Lord, that is so important. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I want you to see something here. Turn in your Bibles to Romans, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14. Well, I tell you what, hold your place there at 14. Let's go first to Romans chapter 6. Let's back up to 6th chapter there. Now, we just read for at the return of Jesus to catch away the church, that the bodies of the dead believers will rise first, be united with their spirits, and those that are alive will be changed, and they too will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But there's some things that's going to take place after that. We're going with Jesus. And remember, there are some things that God wants us to know ahead of time. Amen. If he put it in his word, we need to take it serious. So now, in Romans chapter 6, this is an interesting verse. And you probably can quote it without reading it, maybe. But it's the 23rd verse of Romans chapter 6, which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see that? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God has given us, listen to this, the gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus. Amen. And he has given to us the ability through the Holy Spirit, as we walk in his word, in obedience to his word, live by faith, he's given us the ability to live a life of victory while we're here in the earth. The Bible never says that we would always be comfortable. But thanks be to God who has given us what? The victory through Christ Jesus. Because we are in this world, we are in this sinful world, but we are not of this world. And we must be careful that we don't blend in. And that's what we just read in 1 Corinthians. Be steadfast, unmovable. It's good to know that in Christ Jesus, as we walk with him, trust him, obey him, he will give us the victory. And that's why we're still here on earth. Amen. So you can walk in the peace of God in difficult situations. If you don't believe it, ask the Apostle Paul. You can have the peace of God. You can have victory even in difficult situations. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Think about that. That's the reason Jesus told Peter, after he had rose from the dead and before he ascended to heaven, he told Peter, he said, "Peter, I prayed for you. And I've prayed that your faith don't fail." Because you are going to go through, I'm kind of paraphrasing it here, you're going to go through some difficult situations. You're going to have some things you're going to have to deal with. But I've prayed for you that your faith don't fail. Can I tell you something else? If you're born again, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Now, while your hand is still up, I just want to tell you this. Jesus Christ, seated at the right hand of God the Father, is still your intercessor. You can put your hands down. That your faith fail not. Because we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and whatever we need right there. Amen. And now that's why we're in the earth. But now, here's what I'm getting at here. I spent a little time on that. But there will be rewards waiting on us on the other side. Amen. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that's good news. Amen. See, that's the reason. We need to be steadfast. That's the reason we need to be immovable. Don't move away from the things of God, because God keeps good records. He don't miss a thing. So all that I can do for His glory, I want to do it. Because I love Him. But He loved me first. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm looking at these two beautiful young ladies right here. God already had a plan for your lives. Even before the earth came into existence. He knew the two of you would be here just like the rest of us. Amen. Before you ever got here, He already loved you. Isn't that good news? Yeah. Praise God. That's good news. Minister Tony received the offering earlier. And I appreciate him doing that. But, you know, we need to always be eager to give. Because God, our Father, is the greatest giver there ever will be. Because He gave His all. We need to think about that sometime. He gave His all. Jesus came and gave His all. He gave His all, everything. And that's the reason we're sitting in this place today, worshiping God, praising God, because God gave to us first. Silly, He knew you were coming. You were in His plans. I want His plans carried out in my life, because not so that I can get a great gift on the other side. Amen. But because I love Him. He loved me first. He gave His all for me. Now, God could have said, all right, you know, I gave you everything I have, so You believe in my son, you're coming to heaven. You're not going to hell. So I got you a little house on the corner over there that you can live in for eternity, and y'all can walk up and down the streets of gold and greet each other and so forth. No. It's greater than that. What am I saying? God goes beyond. Who is it? John. I think I got it right this time. John. Said, we don't know what we shall be. But one thing we do know, we'll be like him. Folks, I'm trying to get you excited tonight. We'll be like him. Well, what has been revealed to us already, we only know what has been revealed to us, but one thing we do know, Jesus walked through walls. Because he had his resurrected body. He rose from the dead, from the grave. And we sing the song around here sometime. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? But yet some people still reject it. One of the prayers, y'all do know I'm going to continue this later on, right? But you know, things keep coming to me. I want to just bear with me a minute. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to close tonight. We'll continue. Listen at this as we close. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 16. The Apostle Paul penned this as he was moved by the Holy Ghost. And this is for each one of us. He says, therefore, or verse 15, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus, now you grab a hold of this now, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you, or give to you, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance. You see that? In the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, or according to the working of his mighty power. And it goes on to say, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. And I'll stop right there. Now. I just want you to grab a hold of this. All right. Flip over to the third chapter. This is another prayer that Paul prayed. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven is named, heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted, listen to this, that you being rooted in what? Grounded in love. Now listen at this one. Listen at this, verse 18. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the and depth and height to do what? Know the love of Christ, which what? That passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul's prayer for the church was that we would have a revelation of the love of God. The love of God. Powerful little song I learned in the first grade at the age of 6. Jesus loves me. And we was in public school too, by the way. Praise God. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Let his love just shower you. Because he loves us. Amen. He loves us so much. And he wants us to have a greater revelation of his love for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't get as far this evening as I intended to, but that's all right too, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. And that love is going to carry over from earth to heaven. And we're going to see and understand some things that we never could down here. We're going to see some things on display that we could never see down here. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul was taken up to the third heaven, and he said he saw some things that you can't even talk about. I hope I got you excited tonight. Let's walk with him. Let's serve him. Let's do everything we can to please him with our life. Because he loved us first. Amen. Father, thank you so much for your love for us.